It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Alliteratively speaking, food fads are fiendishly fast in both their development and disappearance. Ever since 1920s flappers decided to gulp some goldfish, the modern world has seen a passing parade of edibles that have ridden the hit parade of popular things to consume and then quite often to cast off. There are several reasons to follow food fads, one being that it's new and different, both in the way it tastes and the way it's put together, like Jell-O, Spam, or fondue. But there is also the possibility that the stuff tastes good or that it might be good for you. These categories include what's now known as superfoods and is sometimes charted by the global popularity of the New Zealand offering called Chinese gooseberries, followed by the discovery that kale doesn't have to be a garnish, but can actually fulfill your bodily need for greens in various ways. Plain old rice, and even healthier brown rice, once had to take a backseat to quinoa in numerous recipes. And now we seem to be in the age of acai, although it's probably been consumed for centuries by those who are native to the Amazon River in South America. But beginning in the 1970s, the fruit of the acai palm, a small, round, dark purple berry about the size of a grape, began a journey toward the eventual superfood trail. Born on a slender jungle tree that can reach a height of 80 feet and sport leaves that grow over 9 feet long, this tiny fruit was found to provide a major component of the nutrition of populations along the Brazilian Amazon. A gradual migration of these populations into cities brought the sale of acai first to roadside stands and finally to the huge populaces of Rio and Sao Paulo. High in omega fats and low in carbohydrates and sugar, its popularity grew on a global scale. Though still a dietary staple in Brazilian river and urban populations, the fruit of the acai palm is now also processed into pulp and supplies food product manufacturers, especially those who produce juices, beverages, smoothies, dietary supplements, and even cosmetics. As the use of acai pulp has expanded, so has the sometimes negative use of the little berry. False marketing claims of dietary supplements containing acai have surfaced, especially in the areas of weight loss. And the antioxidant qualities of acai have tested in lower ranges than originally claimed, with lower in vitro antioxidant capacity than that of pomegranate, Concord grape, and blueberry juices. For now, acai berries are still harvested in the wild along the Amazon, using sustainable practices and offering guaranteed minimum prices to harvesters. And the leading exporter of acai also funds local schools for agroforestry education and provides health and childcare services in the region. But acai mania is a concern, as large multinational soda producers are now offering acai-flavored drinks in the global marketplace. Fears of agribusiness succumbing to profits, resulting in clear-cutting, plantations, and the entry of pesticides and fertilizers into the production mix are always concerns on the horizon. Keeping consumers informed about the sustainability of current and future food fads is important. And keeping an eye on the acai industry will hopefully serve to keep the Amazon rainforest productive for native inhabitants, yet safe for the future of the planet.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.